What's up, Noel Nation? It's Jesse from Plant the Spear, and thank you for joining me as we have some news to break on this Monday afternoon, March the 3rd, with a potential settlement incoming between Florida State, Clemson, and the ACC. Now, this was first reported by ESPN and Yahoo Sports coming out on this Monday, where it looks like the litigation that began back in 2023-2024 as Florida State and Clemson look to get out of the ACC or get some more revenue out of this conference may be coming to a close. So what we're going to talk about today is the big talking points of the settlement and what it means for Florida State, as well as some thoughts I have on this to close out the episode. So let's jump right in. The first thing here to mention is that the details are still unclear, but there are two main sticking points that are going to lead to this settlement, and that is revenue distribution, a new revenue distribution model being agreed upon, and the process of getting out of the ACC and what it is going to cost. So let's start with revenue distribution. Now, first, I want to mention that it is expected for the ACC Board of Directors to hold a call tomorrow on Tuesday, March the 4th. And they have said that Florida State did schedule a Board of Directors, Board of Trustees meeting on that same day at noon. And Clemson is expected to do the same. So this process is going to get going very soon. And we could have answers very, very soon within this week. So that's why we're kind of doing this emergency recording to bring you guys the need to know details. So let's start with revenue distribution. As the new revenue model is being proposed, the first thing that we need to know is the brand initiative, which is something that you've probably heard us talk about before on a past episode around the time in early February, where ESPN was reportedly going to pick up that extension option through 2036 with the ACC. Now, what the brand initiative does is it allows the top performing programs in the ACC based on TV metrics and brand value to earn an additional $15 to up to $20 million annually based on TV metrics. Now, this will be heavily weighted towards football, with the second biggest factor being men's basketball. So obviously it benefits Florida State to one. We can bring this up first, to be better on the field. Like, you cannot have seasons like you did last year if you want to maximize the potential of these earnings. It's also going to benefit you to fix your basketball program, which I know they're looking at doing by bringing in a new coach for next year. But what this is going to do is it's going to reward the programs that bring in the most value to the conference from that media perspective. And this is something that we've heard Florida State talk about in the past, with athletic director Michael Alford mentioning that Florida State brings in roughly 15% of the revenue in the conference, but they only get a 7% pay percentage. So now, while the ACC does currently have an equal revenue model, and we know unequal revenue models have not always been the best in the past, you just have to look at it from their perspective, from Florida State and Clemson's perspective, and some of the other top programs like a Miami and a NC State UNC as far as a spending perspective, to where they have taken the money and they have invested heavily into their programs to build up these massive football programs and things like that that bring this media draw into the conference. You know, the lower tier teams in the conference, they had the same paycheck and they did not choose to spend it the same way. So this is just kind of rewarding those programs that did to keep them happy, to keep them in the conference. Now, of course, this is going to combat that ever-growing revenue gap, which we're going to talk about later in the episode. But, of course, when you're going to pay more teams money, that money has to come from somewhere. And it's not coming from ESPN just kicking in more a few more million dollars into this contract. Some of the lower-performing brands are going to have to take a pay cut to the tune of up to $7 million is what's being reported. This is the Boston Colleges, the Wake Forests of the world that just don't get the eyeballs that Florida State does. You know, when you look back to last year, even with Florida State being a 2-10 program, I do believe where I saw they were a top five most viewed program in the ACC, averaging more viewers than even SMU, who played in the ACC championship game. Of course, this is slated to benefit FSU and Clemson the most, although you will have teams like North Carolina and Miami that are expected to see a boosted payout if they continue to have good seasons, if they continue to bring in that media draw. But of course, it is open to every program in the conference, because talking about 2024, Georgia Tech was actually the most viewed program in the conference last year, with the Big Week Zero game against Florida State, the upset of Miami, and the 8 overtime game against Georgia really boosted up their viewership. So, I mean, this is open to everybody, and it should entice these programs to really try and spend the money on these football programs to try and schedule these bigger matchups. It should bring that about too, which is good for the entire conference. Like we said, it's going to be heavily based on football TV metrics in a rolling 5-year average of your TV ratings. Now, there's still some things to sort out, because you have unmetered games like on the ACC network. So they're still going to have to figure that stuff out. But football does bring in around 75% of the media value to the ACC, with basketball being the second biggest draw. So those are going to be really what this is predicated on. Now, the one important thing to remember is that this new initiative, if agreed upon, is expected to be put in place this coming fiscal year. So Florida State can start squeezing some of this extra money out of the conference immediately, which is beneficial to them in that ever-growing revenue gap. Now, of course, when, you know, like we talked about with Florida State, you're going to have to hold up your end of the deal to try and get the most to maximize the value that you're getting out of this new settlement. Now, this is also in addition to the success initiative that was put into place last year. So there are other additional streams of revenue that you can earn from the ACC. It was reported throughout these findings that SMU and Clemson earned about an extra $4 million from the conference last year for making the College Football Invitational. And, you know, of course, they both got eliminated in the first round. So to really get the most out of the success initiative, which is around rumored to be $15 to $25 million, obviously you're going to like need to go win the conference and win a national championship. But you can see just making the playoffs can get you an extra $4 million a year on top of what you're already getting. So that is important to remember too. As you can see, a room for Florida State to earn somewhere around $25-30+ million a year each year that you're waiting to get out of the ACC. Now, speaking of getting out of the ACC, that is the next aspect that we're going to talk about, and that is the cost to get out of the ACC, which was really the crux of the lawsuit to begin with. How soon can we get out? How much is it going to cost? And when can it happen? And so this does paint a clearer picture of what it's going to cost and when you can get out of the ACC prior to the current end of the grant of rights in 2036. Now, you know, reports are in this are indicating that Florida State, or the cost to get out of the ACC would decline year over year. And then an important date to know is around 2029, 2030, that cost would drop to below $100 million, which is very doable for these top tier programs, considering what you're going to be getting in the new conferences if you were to go to the Big Ten or the SEC, who is going to be making $50, probably more, $60 million more than you at that point. So realistically, you could earn that money back within 2 years of being in the new conferences. The other thing this does is this gives you one number to target, right? One price tag to focus on. There will no longer be the, this is the exit penalty, this is what it's going to cost to buy your media rights. It's just going to be one number. So it's you have a more defined target on what it would cost to get out of here. Now, that is not something that is available under the current grant of rights. So this was a big factor by these schools and what they were looking at, because one of the biggest things here is under the current grant of rights model, you do not take your media rights with you when you leave unless you buy those out. And Florida State estimated that between the $140 million penalty plus the media rights value you'd have to buy out, it would cost $500 to $700 million to get out of the ACC. So in 2029, 2030, if you can get out for under $100 million, that is a massive change in what it's going to cost to get out. Now, the reason that it's going to be important to remember that 2029 to 2030 season date is that aligns the timeline with when the other two power conferences, the Big Ten and the SEC, where you want to end up, they also go back to the negotiating table around that time in 2029 and 2030. And with Florida State, when you're trying to get out of the ACC, obviously you're looking for a place to land, which is going to be one of those two conferences. it would be easier for you to get into one of those two conferences if you were to be able to pull your chair up to the negotiating table while everyone else is pulling up to the negotiating table, because we already know, as we've talked about in the past, if you were to join the Big Ten right now, you would not come in as a full share member. You would be a partial share member. So you would already be taking a lower payout to begin with. The SEC is not that way. But again, it's going to be easier to negotiate with these conferences when they're already at the negotiating table, because obviously you're probably going to be losing more than one team from the ACC. So you're probably going to be looking at these conferences wanting to pick up the pieces and adding like a North Carolina, a Clemson, a Florida State, maybe NC State or some whatever team, other teams decide to hit the door and have that landing spot. So that is important to remember too, because I think it will be an easier transition for you when that date comes. The other important reason for 2030 timeline is that the next time the college football playoff model comes up for renewal is in 2031, around that same date. And as you know, one of the hot topics of discussion recently has been those two power conferences throwing their weight around trying to get those additional automatic qualifier bids. They're asking for around four for each conference in a 14-team to 16-team expanded conference. That's going to leave the ACC and the Big 12 with about two apiece when you factor in Notre Dame and the G5. So obviously, getting into those conferences not only is better from a financial standpoint, it is also better from the college football playoff competitiveness standpoint as well. So those are the real big reasons that this 2030, 2029, 2030 timeline really kind of seems to be the target date. So what does this mean for Florida State, and what are my thoughts on this? And I think the first thing to keep in mind is that Florida State was going to be in the ACC in 2025 regardless. Now, we would have to let the conference know in writing by August the 15th if we were going to leave in 2026 after the 2025 season. The legal process doesn't go fast, guys. This is something that's going to drag out in court regardless. I know a lot of us wanted to get to the discovery phase. Let's say that drug out and you were in the ACC for 25 and 26 regardless, and then you can get out in 27. Well, that's only two additional years when you look at what the settlement is looking at agreeing to. And so while you may have to pay to get out at that date, you're still getting out only a couple years past what you were probably going to get out to begin with. I think there were some people that painted a pie in the sky picture of being out in 2024 and 2025 that was never realistically going to happen. And so you're only kind of kicking the can down the road just a couple of years. And so that is something that is important to remember as well. Now, with that being said, you also don't know that you were going to win the lawsuit. Although we thought we felt very good about it in the beginning, Florida State has taken a few L's in this lawsuit, you know, with some things that didn't maybe work out their way within the last couple of months. And so I think what this also does is this does remove the possibility of you straight up losing the lawsuit and being stuck until 2036. Through the legal process, you've also brought about the success initiative and the brand initiative that we talked about. So you kind of squeezed the ACC for more money or more possibilities of more money, and you squeezed them a little bit to kind of get out of the ACC sooner. So I think that is important to remember as well. Now, is this what we wanted as Florida State fans? Is this the home run? Is this the blowout victory that we wanted? No, it is not. This is not the ultimate goal that we had. We wanted to be out of the ACC and in one of those Power Two conferences much sooner than 2029 and 2030. Of course, that's what we all wanted. That's what I wanted. You wanted, most of us. I get that. And some of you are going to probably roll your eyes at this settlement coming anyway. But hear me out. I don't think that this is a loss for Florida State. I think this is a win. Might not be a blowout win. Maybe it's like 2022 LSU, where you win on a blocked extra point. Like, it was a little scary. Maybe didn't feel like you wanted to, but you still got the win at the end of the day, because in a settlement, you got to give a little to get a little, and you're still getting more than what you would have had the legal process not have taken place. And so I think what the good of this is you're going to be able to put more money in your pocket while you wait for that 2029, 2030 date to get here. And again, when you're talking about $15 to potentially $20 million a year in just brand value alone, And then you add the possibility of success initiative. If you're successful, on top of that, you could be looking at anywhere from $15 to $30 million a year for the next 4 to 5 years. Now, if you're doing the rough math here, that's $100 to $150 million while you wait to get out of the ACC. Is that going to be a dollar for dollar match of what you're trying to compete against with the SEC and the Big Ten with schools like Florida that you play every year and South Carolina in Clemson's case every single year? No, it's not. You are still going to be behind financially. And when you look at that growing revenue gap, I mean, in the years to come, you could be $500 million behind if you had to wait until 2036, which is insane to think about. But this at least puts a massive dent in that number. So you're going to get some more money while you wait to get out earlier. In essence, that's really what you wanted to begin with. So I think you did win this. Now, there's still going to be pitfalls. Like, you're going to make less than those other conferences. You're going to probably have, you know, less teams getting in from the ACC. You still have to recruit with the ACC patch on your chest, which is, you know, a little bit of a holdback for you as well. But really, I think when it comes down to it, at the end of the day, winning will take care of a lot of things, right? Florida State is beneficial from being in one of the most prime talent states in the country. So if you can win games, and again, like I've talked about before, you have an opportunity to compete against the Alabamas of the SECs, the Georgia of the SEC. You have a chance to compete against Notre Dame, who made the playoffs in the national championship game last year. If you go out and handle your business on the field and you beat those teams, I don't know that recruits are going to care what conference you play in. You know, you put, what, 10 guys in the NFL draft last year, you're still showing that you can be a pipeline to the league. You just have to hold up your end of the deal first and foremost. If you can do that, like in 2023, when you went 13-1 and you beat the SEC teams on your schedule outside of, you know, the debacle in the Orange Bowl, and you put the guys in the league, you'll be where you want to be at the end of the day. Now, with that being said, again, it's not the ideal win that we wanted, but it's better than the alternative of losing the lawsuit or being stuck until 2036 or not getting either one of the initiatives to begin with. And, you know, something that me and Michael were talking about when this first came out through text is, was this a waste of money? And now I can't confirm this number, but I have seen rumors that it has cost FSU around $3.5 million in legal fees. And so first off, you don't have to spend any more money on legal fees. That's already a bonus. But if you're going to stand to make $15 to $25 million more a year, well, let's just go 15 to 20 from just a brand initiative. Because again, Florida State was a top five program viewed last year, even when we were terrible. So if you're making an extra $15 million, $10 million a year, you could make those legal fees back 2 to 3 times over in the first year. So I think that tells you right there that this was a smart, it was a good return on investment is what I'm looking for here. Now, of course, there are some other details that we're going to have to wait to hear come out. One of those that we already do know about is the ACC is going to leverage their relationship with Notre Dame to play the top brands in football more frequently. And that is going to be the Florida State's, Clemson's, Miami's, and UNC's of the conference. They are expected to be playing 2 of the top brands per year. So, you know, it won't be Florida State every single year, but you'll be playing Notre Dame more often. That is going to bring bigger matchups, which brings more eyeballs on TV sets, which is going to allow you to maximize this brand value. Of course, like we mentioned, you already have Georgia and Alabama and Notre Dame on the schedule coming up. So you have a real opportunity to squeeze the most juice out of this this new settlement. And so you just really have to handle your own business by winning on the field, by fixing your basketball program, and by taking care of business in all aspects from your program. So I do think that, like I said, to kind of sum this up here, at the end of the day, it's not exactly what we hoped for. There, you could argue there's a little bit of grandstanding by the university in the fact that, you know, it sounded like we had a home run and it was like an if not when, we're getting out of here. And you are getting out. It just may not be as soon as you want to be, but it's a heck of a lot better than 2036. and you're collecting more money in the meantime. Now, of course, the ACC in return gets near-term stability as the conference does not fall apart and become a glorified G5 conference. They do not end up like the Big East, where once you lost Miami and Virginia Tech, you just kind of went the way of the dodo. So you are getting a little bit of both there. And so, I mean, let's be honest, as much as this doesn't sound fair when we talk about fair, because it's not that Florida State brings in 15% and gets only paid 7%. If you're one of the top brands in the ACC, like we have been historically, you're going to have that $15 to $20 million advantage over a lot of the other teams in your conference. And so that's something as well to keep in mind when you look at from a benefit for Florida State from their perspective and Clemson as well. So again, there's a lot of moving pieces to this, but at the end of the day, I don't think this is a loss for Florida State. I don't think this is a bad thing for FSU. I think that, you know, it may not be what we wanted from we just won and we kind of punched the ACC in the face and we walked out, flipped the table over and all that good stuff. You know, it may not be that, but it's not a loss. It's not. It's just you're going to have to find ways to squeeze the most out of the settlement to really kind of keep up with the other powers that be until you get to that negotiating table, which I think is going to happen when that time arises. So with that being said, guys, make sure you go check out. I wrote an article on this with the details that you need to know over on our website at plantthespear.com. And we are going to be keeping our ear to the ground as these meetings happen tomorrow on Tuesday, depending on when you watch this. It may already be happening. So make sure you like and subscribe to the channel so you can stay updated when this news does break. Also, make sure you rate and review on the podcast. We appreciate that to help other Noel fans stay in tune here. And let me know what you think in the comments if you're watching on YouTube. Is this a win for Florida State? Are you happy with this outcome? You know, again, it may not be what we wanted, but I think it's better than the alternative. And so with that being said, guys, I do appreciate you guys watching. We're getting close to 2,000 subscribers. So again, if you could like and subscribe, we would greatly appreciate it. And stay tuned for the further updates as it looks like we have a settlement that will finally end the litigation here. But we will see a lot of details are probably going to be coming out in the next few days as these meetings occur. So make sure you stay tuned. Appreciate you guys watching. And as always, go Noles.